John Stanton Sr. About the big marathon, the 2019 Service Marathon. And John, when I look at the events and look at the numbers, last year was a record-setting number for a number of participants. Why did it reach such heights last year?
Well, you know, last year the Service Edmonton Marathon has really been billed as a family festival, a weekend, and there's something for everybody, whether you're interested in a 3K distance or in right up to the full marathon. And I think the fact that Edmonton put on such a great show last year, we were challenged. It was a smoke weekend, if you recall.
Sure.
And we were challenged with that. But together as a community with all the sponsors and volunteer programs in the city of Edmonton, we pulled off just a fantastic event. Had record numbers. We're tracking to set record numbers again in this 28th running of it. And, you know, the Edmonton Marathon has been a festival. It's about participation and getting everybody active. But this year, there's really a whole lot of focus on some of the elite divisions too, and particularly in the half marathon, because we've got a lot of the athletes that are getting ready and gearing up for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, and they're using this as a test of their fitness. And, you know, we've got some world-class athletes like Krista Deschaine in from London, Ontario. And Krista was third at the 2018 Boston Marathon and 35th at the 2016 Olympics in Rio. And she is also holder of the third fastest marathon time ever run in Canada. She'll be here. Rachel Hanna, another star. She was a bronze medalist at the Pan Am Games in 2015. She has a personal best at 2:32 in the marathon. Dana Pedrowski, who's just on a real roll, she's trying to qualify for the 2020 Olympics. She was on the podium in both Vancouver and Ottawa earlier in the year, and she's looking to set down a good time. So we've got a very deep field. We've got Kip Kigando, a local athlete from Alberta, who's won the half marathon a number of times. He's going to take his crack at the full marathon. And then we've got you know, some other people, Trevor Hofbauer from Calgary coming up. He's a national team member for 2017 cross-country Canadian championships, and he was a 2018 half marathon champion. So a very deep field, and I think it's going to be a fun field. You know, there's David Mattai, who won the Mississauga Marathon earlier in the year. He's here making his first debut in Edmonton, and he's bound and determined to try to get a victory here. So we've got lots of interesting stories. You know, we've got people like Chris Koch, who is a quadruple amputee. He'll be doing the marathon without legs and without arms, and he does it on a skateboard, and it's a longboard. And you got to see this guy. If you want to get motivated, you got to come out and watch this fellow. And he's going to be going along with a six-year-old who is in a similar position physically, and they're going to be an inspirational story that is going to be happening out there on the course on Sunday.
The 2019 Service Edmonton Marathon is known as very fast and flat. Why is that, and is it unique amongst marathons in North America?
Well, there's a number of things that make it unique. For one thing, instead of a banana and an apple and maybe a muffin after the race, you get a sit-down breakfast. You get to use real washrooms inside the Shaw Convention Center.
Oh, that's
instead
nice.
Of the normal porta-potties that
sure.
Running races seem to have. And that's a big attraction. You know, the Riverview Room where they do the award ceremonies afterwards has a panoramic view of our gem of Edmonton, which is our River Valley, and you get to see the 150 kilometers of the river trails without having to go down into the river valley itself. The course itself starts right at the Shaw Center and then heads out east and west, depending on the course. The marathon goes out to the east and then comes back by the Shaw at the halfway point, then goes out west, goes down Jasper Avenue, over onto 102nd Avenue, out 102nd, into the west end and back. And it's very flat and very fast, and that's what the marathoners and half marathoners like. The half marathon, as an example, people are very gung-ho about doing this course because they can set personal best times on it. You have very few turns. It is flat. A lot of courses bill themselves as being flat, but this truly is. And
sure.
You've got the benefit of the panoramic views all along the top of the River Valley, because we go down Jasper Avenue and then out into the West End. We call it the real estate portion of the run, where you're along Summit Drive and what have you. And they get those panoramic unique views. And, you know, for it really showcases Edmonton at its finest. And for, you know, we've got runners coming in from Japan and China and Mexico, and it's a chance to showcase Edmonton at its very best. And you know, the event organizers are tremendous. The Loyal Edmonton Regiment, which is an Army Reserve unit here in Edmonton, has tremendous history. It goes back to World War One, and Griesbach was he was one of the commanding officers. There's so much associated with Army and Edmonton. During the First World War and Second World War, when the troops came back and when they went overseas, they marched down Jasper Avenue. That's the course that the Army 10K is going to run down. There's a chance to get up and close and personal to some of the soldiers in uniform and see the equipment that they use. The expo itself is a fascinating thing to go through, to see all the latest in gear and what have you. To also see the other events that are held. Terry Fox People, as an example, will be there. And it's a chance for the city to really profile that we truly are an event city and a festival city.
Talking with John Stanton Sr. about the Edmonton Service Marathon that's going on this weekend. John, people get a chance to actually do a little high step with you Saturday morning at the 3K Friendship Run. What's this all about and who's it for?
Well, it's a fun event. It's free to start with, and its primary purpose is we profile the pacers that we have, and we call them pace bunnies. These are people that are going to run at a certain pace. In other words, if you want to run a three-hour marathon, there's a three-hour pacer, or a four-hour marathon, there's a four-hour pacer, or in the half marathon or in the 10K, there's pacers. So we'll introduce the pacers, and we call them pace bunnies because they wear a cap and they carry a sign while they're running that says, you know, 1 hour or 4 hours, whatever it is. And they have pink ears on their cap to identify them as a pacer. And they add a little fun and a little excitement. But, you know, for the person trying to maybe qualify for Boston or trying to run a personal best time, or that person that's running their very first marathon or half marathon, they're full of anxiety and apprehension when they get to the start line. When they see the bunnies, they kind of chuckle, and the bunnies take them through the course and get them right through on their times. And it's a chance to meet them, and we take them we call it a shakeout run. We run as a group, just nice and easy, and everybody runs together, and we come back, we get a group picture. It's a chance to talk to the elite athletes. It's a chance I'll be there if people have any training questions or last-minute race day strategy questions that they have. We can help answer that and make sure that they're prepared, and more importantly, make sure that they get to that finish line smiling and upright.
That's amazing. When you talk about those pace bunnies, I didn't recognize, does every marathon have that, so you can keep up knowing that you're going to reach the goal intended?
Yeah, well, the pace bunnies are a running room thing, and every event that we have, the pace bunnies are in them, and a lot of the events have pacers as well. So, but it really does help, and it really does make a difference. And even the elite, you know, the elite runners a lot of times will have pacers, and the pacers will be with them. And generally what happens is the pacers are out there. They're people who are able to run significantly faster than the pace they're targeting for, and they'll drop out usually at 30K and then leave the elites to finish. With the running room pacers and the pace bunnies, as we call them, they stay with you from start to finish.
Well, John Stanton,
supply some good jokes and humor as well.
I'm sure they do. They must be in good shape to keep that pace. Well, John, thanks a lot for sharing this. Best of luck this week. I'm sure have a huge turnout, and lots of people obviously go out and cheer these great people on as they tear through our city on their feet.
Thanks, Jason, for the support.